That's it. Don, hi Don.
Yep, hey everybody.
Introduce yourselves. Jim Couts, board member, chair.
Chris Meyer, board member.
John Jay, board member.
Don, wake up. Hello.
Introduce yourself, Don.
Oh, I thought I did, but maybe I talked over somebody. My apologies. Hi, I'm Don, Don Meeks, member of the board. Present.
I hear him.
I'm talking, but no one's hearing me. I'm not muted.
This thing. Keep talking.
Hey, should I keep talking or everybody hear me yet? Blah, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. Nothing. Nope.
There you go.
Hey, all right. Woo. Let me give this a third and final shot. Next, I'm gonna do it in hieroglyphics if no one can really hear me later on. Don Meeks, and just a member of the board. My term expires the end of 2025.
Okay. What do we got? Guest introductions. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Oh yeah. Kevin Tyler, Lands Management Division Manager.
Ross Hoover, Parks Division Manager.
David Stipe, Planning and Development Manager for Parks.
And Amy Arnold, the Office Assistant for Parks.
A number of staff members on the call too.
We have one person present.
Yes. Oh, good. Introduce yourself.
I'm Brandon Erickson. I am one of the applicants to get from the Hankinson.
Dennis made it. Good. And yeah. And you know, Lindy.
None of them are on.
And Mr. Johnson.
Dennis, can you introduce yourself?
Present center four.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Janice Van Wyhe from Brush Prairie.
Yeah. Minutes. Gonna have the approval.
Yeah,
motion to approve.
I move to approve our last week's minute, our last month's minutes.
I second it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We got any public comment? Do we have any other public comment?
I would mind saying a few words if that's okay.
Sure. Also.
Yeah. So some of you have had a chance to meet, and most of you I have not. My name is Brandon Erickson, and I'm an applicant for the vacant position on the advisory board. I'm a nearly 30-year resident of Clark County, raised my family here, moved here with no kids, and they're now all out of college. So Clark County is an integral part of my life and the life of my family. I own a structural engineering business here in town, not far from here. I'm very familiar with Clark County and its integral role. The parks have been very influential in my life, the life of my family, from taking my kids there as they were growing up, attending cross-country meets, watching my kids and other neighbor kids participate, having our company picnics there in the summer, and then most recently took my granddaughter there to one of our local parks. So the parks are very important to me. I understand construction, I understand problem solving as an engineer and as a business owner. I believe I can bring those skills and attributes to the board and provide a voice and a lens to benefit the park system. I've had an opportunity to see the benefits of parks here, and I've also lived in areas where parks were not available. I lived for 2 years in inner city Philadelphia as a volunteer, in predominantly communities of color, and I saw I was able to contrast the benefit of communities that have parks and those that don't have parks. And it's impressed upon me just how important it is to have a park system that is functioning and benefiting our community. I believe I'd be an excellent contributor to the advisory board and would look forward to serving. I am available. I live locally. I can contribute. And I made myself available with the expectation that I would fully participate and carry out responsibilities if you choose to have me with you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson, would you like to say something?
As soon as I figure out the unmuting, you got it. I think what I gave to you, what you've had and had a chance to look at in the interview, you got a pretty good feel for where I come from. I when we talk about diversity, and part of the diversity is seniors. And I don't know how many on the board are. I'm probably near the top of the age, even the age limit, but grew up in the parks of Glendale, and it was where Little League started. Where Glendale was when I was 8 years old, played ball all the way through community college as a park director. For the city of Glendale, first at elementary school and then at a new park that was developed. So over the years, I've volunteered for many, many things and been involved in all of them. Several of them, we actually started parks with volunteers till it got to the point where the city decided to take it over or the county. So I've always participated in worked on a ranch that was predominantly Hispanic did very well there. In fact, they found out I played baseball in college and they said I had to come out and play in the Mexican League. So that was quite the introduction, but enjoyed it a lot. So bring that kind of basis back, MBA from UCLA and then a CPA with Haskins and Sells and then vice president of finance for the Lyman Air Company. We grew citrus and avocados and had packing houses and a lot of people living on the ranch. And we actually provided a park on the ranch and places where the workers could grow their own vegetables and great place to be. And I can just let what I submitted to you. Anything else, any questions, be happy to answer them.
Thank you. Kevin.
Manager's report. So,
Ross.
Yeah, so I'm going to introduce Ross. It's our new park
official manager. The official handoff at the Parks Advisory Board. So, first, my name is Ross Hoover, and I'm excited to be the new manager of the Parks Division for Clark County. And so appreciative of Kevin's work and a lot of gratitude for the time. Where he essentially was doing two jobs at the same time. And for any of you who have been in that position, it's a task. And Kevin did just a superb job with it and is now enjoying getting me on board, catching me up to speed. So I've been here a week and just really excited. I came from the city of Tualatin, where I was the Parks and Recreation Director for 6.5 years. In that 6.5 years, we were able to accomplish a lot. We adopted the first park system plan or PROS plan in 30 years. We were able to take a lot of action and meaningful progress on that plan. And we were able to develop a new funding source dedicated to our deferred maintenance that brings in about $800,000 a year now for just specifically for that purpose. We doubled our impact fees as a result of a methodology update. And then voters in city of Tualatin passed a $25 million parks bond for a city of 30,000. It's a significant investment in the future of the parks. And a number of parks are in the midst of construction right now in Tualatin. So we made a big impact in a short period of time, and it was all because the vision and focus of our entire community coming together to imagine a new park system. And I'm excited because that same opportunity is presented here. And I'm confident we will do some really great things together and create an even better system than the one you see today.
Look forward to working with you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Do you want to talk about a CIP?
The CIP went to council today and was adopted. So not without some scrapes and bruises, but we made it through. I see that Ken's on the call. I want to thank Ken.
That's really just for me. Ken's not there.
Ken's not on the call? No. Oh, he's just invited. Well, if Ken were on the call, I would thank him. he did some lifting, heavy lifting in the wings to answer some questions about how our major maintenance program is funded with REIT 2 funds. I want to thank Ross for being a cheerleader and helping me.
In 1 week.
Yeah, in 1 week.
Wow.
Leveling up. One of those, good job. Wow.
Hey, I tell people all the time, one of my biggest jobs as a manager is a cheerleader. I have a giant set of pom-poms at my desk, and I know how to use them. So, and I want to thank Kevin for helping out with the slides. And I do want to also recognize Kevin's efforts as an interim manager. I think this is his fourth time doing the job.
Only third.
Seems like his fifth. Not actually his fourth. But with Kevin's sort of knowledge of how we do things around here, it's always a huge help to have him as a resource. So. We'll start doing it again in January. If you would like a paper copy, I'm happy to print one out for you and get you a paper copy. If you want a PDF, just let me know after the meeting and I'll make sure that you get an official copy of the plan that was adopted by resolution for your viewing pleasure.
Yeah. I'm assuming it was reasonably close to what we had, what we looked at.
Virtually the same as what you looked at, with maybe like three or four different shifts in. The number didn't change, but some of the priorities might have shifted around dates wise. So we had a few things come up at the last minute, and some things might have shifted around, but no glaring differences, no big surprises.
Can I ask
a
question?
Sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm excited. It was, you said there were bumps and bruises, but I don't see anything bad.
Yeah, they're all wearing in the show.
What was it? What persuasive message, or what did you say to council that made them to say, yes, we're going to do this? If you can just synthesize in like 10 seconds or 15 seconds.
What makes them say yes?
Yes.
Parks are really popular. The council by and large really understands how the community feels about the park system. They feel the same way about our park system. I think that the biggest misgiving is that we've identified that we're shifting to a more passive approach to acquisition of new park property for development because of the O&M budget that we discussed. And that, I think that was the biggest topic of conversation at council. And when I talk about the REIT 2 real estate excise tax, that's probably was the biggest conversation that was had between the work session and the hearing and how the REIT 2 funds are utilized across the public works department, and whether or not the way we changed the use of REIT 2 across the entire department was a necessary change, because it has shifted a bit. And at the end of the day, it doesn't really change the funding topic and how our projects actually get built. And so it's an easy yes to get to, Paolo.
Okay.
Last year it was 4-1 last year, but the one against was sort of a protest vote That one against last year was a yes, but a no because somebody wanted to make a point. So.
Thank you. I just want to thank Kevin. I really thank you. I think this short month that I worked with you was impression helped me understand a few things that I need to understand in clarification. You've been instrumental in my growth. So I hope I can still see you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you didn't go very far.
Yeah,
you're still here.
How did the council respond to the sort of the down decrease in capital spending in that last year of the plan?
How did they respond to the decrease?
Yeah.
They want to solve the O&M budget challenge. They want to do it in a relatively timely fashion so we can get back to business as usual. They don't like the term passive approach to acquisition. They don't like the entire shift to stewardship. There were a couple of the counselors who really appreciate the focus on sort of that stewardship, capital development, and taking care of what we have. But there's still a concern that the longer we hold off on acquisitions, the farther we fall behind. And so it's always a really good conversation. When I say bumps and bruises along the way, I really do feel like they're self-inflicted because I'm really hard on myself because I want to get it right. It's just really that important. So.
I glanced at my notes quickly. David did a great job. And some of the statements that counselors made were that one, this is it's not sustainable, and two, that we are not sustainable.
It's not sustainable.
The O&M picture, and it's not sustainable because we are not going to be able to keep up with the growth that's happening throughout the county, and so. That presents a future body of work. How do we make this sustainable and how do we keep up with growth throughout the county? And that will be really a large effort moving forward.
Are they aware that the PIF boundaries are not updated in 18 years?
Yeah, we actually talked about that at the work session, and it's something that we need to clean up, especially around Whipple Creek area. I have a map on my wall that shows where the urban growth boundary and the PIF boundary aren't in alignment. And it does need to get fixed in the near term. We may be able to fix it when we're updating the comp plan, which is happening now. So
we should.
Yeah. It does need to happen because there are developments that are ongoing that may in fact not be they may not be making their PIF contributions.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
And we're losing the opportunity to have gotten that kind of money.
Yeah.
So the sooner it's updated, the sooner it can start being gathered appropriately.
Yeah. We have 3, 4, 5 months before we really need to shift into full speed on the new CIP, and so. Sort of the planner in me will shift to finishing the chapter 7 of the comp plan update and working with the planning department on things just like that. The chapter 7, which is the parks chapter and the PIF boundaries, and perhaps clarifying if PIF funds can be used for trail projects and those sorts of things. There's a long list of true planning questions that need to be answered.
So before we jump into unfinished business, a few other things at the county. We're nearing the end of the year. There are only a couple of council meetings left. And a majority of that time is focused on a adoption of the budget. And so there will be an opportunity coming up where we go before council to, and this will probably be Ross and I think our director with finance support, where we ask the council to adopt next year's budget for the district. So that they convene as the Greater Clark Park District Board. It's the one time of the year when they do that, and then they hear from us asking for the levy rate for next year, and the opportunity to potentially increase the 1% or ask for bank capacity. So I know in past years some Parks Advisory Board members have attended those budget meetings and asked to speak when it's time for public testimony. You're all invited to do that. If you're interested, let us know. Amy can help us figure out when that is. I don't remember. But it's coming up soon. I think it's the first week in December. It's like the third or the fifth or something.
I believe it's the third. Yeah. That's the date in my head. But we can send that out to everyone. Yes, and then you can choose if you'd like to attend and voice your support or concerns about the projected budget and share any thoughts you might have.
Yeah. So unfinished business.
Actually, wait,
before we do that.
Did you want to talk about the bicycle and that?
Not.
Okay, just kidding. All right, move on.
Next time.
Maybe next year.
Okay, so unfinished business, we have an agenda item for the Parks Advisory Board appointments and expiring terms. So earlier this year, we met and discussed that there was a vacant position. We advertised for that and we received three applications. You identified a subcommittee to work on reviewing those applications and interview the candidates. That subcommittee met. Minus Dawn. I think Dawn expressed interest but wasn't able to make it. So there were four of us that participated in that. There was two county staff and two Parks Advisory Board members. That was Apollo and John. And so we interviewed applicants on the 18th of October, right? What it says here. I think I got it right. And after the interviews, there was an impasse. There was a split. Two of us were in favor of one of the applicants, and two of us were in favor of the other applicant. They both did very well in the interviews, and I think that this speaks to, you know, maybe some personal opinion about what we thought might be best suited for Parks Advisory Board. And so our thought today was to bring that in front of all of you and have a bigger discussion about it. So the letters of interest and resume for each applicant are included in the packet. You heard from both of them this morning, Mr. Johnson and Mr. Erickson. And so at this point, I feel that it's up to open discussion.
So
let Jim take the lead on that.
So I guess this is a bit thank you very much for coming, and I appreciate that you showed up last week. And I think we almost have to ask you and Mr. Johnson to I hate doing this, but
are they allowed to do that though with the Washington Open Meetings Act?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's very awkward.
I think it is obviously awkward.
You don't have to. I don't think you have to make a decision about it today, or discuss it in front of them. You could choose to reconvene the subcommittee.
Step out if that would make your deliberations more complete and comfortable.
I mean, we're in an open meeting situation. Anybody can be on this call, and you know, anybody can. I mean, that's what it is. Yes. Open meeting. So,
in other groups, one goes into executive session. The applicants leave.
But can't we do that? Can we turn off
that?
I don't think we can.
Yeah.
So, who was in the interview?
Amy and I and John.
Can I propose an alternate path forward?
Yes, please.
and I don't know whether the candidates are interested in this, but maybe a second interview with the new director and another panelist. I'm not volunteering to be that person, but maybe Lindy.
I think since we now have Ross, it would be be good to have Ross interview
That's why I'm suggesting
in a short order of time, like this next week.
Yeah.
Maybe try to do that.
Yeah.
And then get another board member to come on also.
Yeah.
And another staff member.
Yeah, maybe Lindy and Ross and one other Parks Advisor. Instead of four, I don't. Ross's schedule isn't completely full.
Yeah, I think if we assembled a group of three people,
That would be. And I guess the question is, would the candidates be amenable to another half an hour conversation?
Before we go there, let me ask a question, because would the positions that let some of us pick one candidate be considered? Or would just be not wrong because there was an impasse. What we felt about one person or the other be known by those who will be doing this interview if we took your position.
So the way we do like recruitments for open positions is if there's not a clear candidate in a first round of interviews, we have a second round of interviews.
Okay, I just want to be clear.
And frequently we'll have a different interview panel with a different outcome. We wouldn't ask them in a recruitment for an open position, we wouldn't ask them the same questions.
Okay.
I don't know, did you take notes?
We did
take notes. Yeah,
so you would share your notes. Yeah. So they could look at your notes and So the way we just did the last recruitment I was involved in, after the second interview, we brought all of the panelists from the first and the second interview together and we debriefed together, and then the second panel, they made their decision after they had a chance to have a conversation with the first panelist. But the second panel, they broke the tie.
That path I kind of prefer because I just want to be fair for the candidates.
Yeah.
Because there's a reason I took one position and the other people have a reason. And I just like the
council. I would like to know that too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we're doing
okay. You have to put them in an awkward position. They like to do the same thing they did, you know.
And if that brings more than four of you together into a room,
then
we can answer that question about whether we can have an executive session, sort of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a
I think so.
It's a personnel decision that you might be able to have in.
Yeah.
You might be able to have that in a non-public setting.
I don't know. If you have to have public there for interviews.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll verify that just to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once we have quorum, I think you should pick up meetings. We have to be able to have less than quorum.
I saw the willingness on Brandon's part, but we haven't heard from Mr. Johnson if he's willing to go through further interview torture.
Sure, that'd be fine.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Was Don, who expressed interest in the first one, but couldn't make it?
Correct.
You would have been our tiebreaker.
Yes.
You know, I love it. That's the best position on the team right there, tiebreaker. Yeah, I'll make myself available if you need me.
Okay, thank you.
I think Lindy would be a great.
Lindy would be great, yes.
I think she would be great if she's available, so we'll try to make that happen.
But I got to warn Brandon and Richard, it's good. It's a gauntlet, so you better be prepared.
Oh, yeah, Don. It's tough.
All right. Everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
All right. We'll feed that way.
Now, if you're going to schedule a meeting, though, let's find a time that.
Turn of the evening?
Yeah, mornings for me, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are the old members going then too, the previous?
Not for the first meeting, no.
Yeah, so what I think will happen is I'll have a half an hour interview, and then once you, so you have two half an hour interviews, and then once the candidates are done, then you'll convene all the first four and the second three, and then you'll talk it out.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, it's just the time.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
Send you something.
Yeah.
Good thing.
Amy's got it. And we'll confirm with whether it's, whether we can do it in what we would say is a non-public format.
Gotcha, okay.
I have to say, though, it's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, it's a good problem. Yeah, we're blessed.
That having, yes, candidate is wrong. Anything else?
We have a couple of members' terms expiring.
Yes.
At the end of the year, and Amy, did that get advertised? We have not.
I believe it got advertised, but I have not heard from Michelle, okay, if she's received any feedback.
Any new business? Shortest meeting on record. Round table, maybe anything to throw on the table?
I will just say the chair is gone. That was in Lackamas Lake on a trail. Thank you, whoever got that arranged.
Our maintenance.
Yeah, our maintenance took care of that.
Very good.
Yeah, I told them, I reached out to them the next day.
Yeah, they got it right away. It's good.
I tried to go to our open house on Thursday, but the door to the school was locked.
What?
But I was a little late. I was there at 7.
It was early or late?
I was at 7, so it was from 6 to 8, wasn't it, on the part of the time? I got there at 7, and the door was locked, and I couldn't get in.
Yeah, so they locked that door, and then I think Jacob circled back to the room and when we started the presentation, so
yeah,
I apologize.
My apologies.
We probably won't have another meeting at that facility because of the... There's a number of reasons.
Yeah.
We had 32 people, and it was a bit of a rough crowd. If you, when we come over to me for the round table, I'll give you a little.
Okay.
Sorry, I missed it. Yeah. I was a little late. I had rotary, and I ran over there, and I'm like, oh, man. And I felt kind of weird at a school trying to get in. So I thought,
I'll make sure you can stop.
Yeah, I was like, I don't like this. I'm going to go now.
I'll make sure you have my phone number so you can text me and
come and arrest him at the door.
Yeah. Breaking it in during your school. Don't want to have that on my record.
No.
I'll say that I read Lindy's report on the natural resources, the water thing at Heritage Farm, and it was very good.
It was.
I was very happy with that. Good job, Lindy.
Hello, you get anything?
I had something.
Okay.
So the previous parks manager, also known as Rocky, made himself available to each of the members while he delivered our binders with all the pertinent information and rules and guidelines and such. Can we expect a visit from the new director? And by the way, coffee's not free out here in Camas. Just throwing it out there.
Absolutely. Yes. No, I'm very interested in connecting with all of you.
Good.
Okay. Sounds amazing then. I'm excited.
Yes. All right. Hello, Teresa.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Just quickly on sort of the year-end projects that are wrapping up. The Geyser Playground should be very close to being complete. They should be putting wood chips in there this week. It looks really good. It's going to be a fun change for that park. The Sifton Playground, we hit a little hurdle there. It was installed backwards, believe it or not, and needed to be removed. And put back in correctly or wouldn't have passed the safety inspection. So they're working on that. And so it's a bit of a setback. Don't ask me how that happened, because the installer doesn't know how it happened either. The Mount Falls Bridge, which is on the cover of our capital plan, will be, I believe, opened on the 20th. We will have some really nice photos of it when the bridge containment comes off and they get out there with the Public Works drone. They'll take some nice photos of it. We had some photos in our capital plan presentation. It looks really good. Despite the real slow start, the contractor did an amazing job. They used the dry ice pressure washing system, so that there was no water. It was vapor because of the dry ice, and so they didn't have a lot to contain. So they didn't have thousands and thousands of gallons of water, which was really cool. It's very loud. But it's going to turn out really nice. Let's see. Open house. Lots of interest in why we don't use black vinyl fence instead of chain link fence. Lots of concern about putting up fence because of the north side of that park doesn't have fence, and folks are really concerned about how close the fence is going to be to their home. So lots of concern about developing that particular piece of property because of its natural character. Lots of concern about Northeast 27th Avenue getting developed because currently it doesn't go through.
That was that street that when we did our tour, right? That was,
yeah, there's the type three barricade there.
Street. Yeah, okay.
Where it's a half street in front of our property. So I'm going to be going to our transportation folks. We have a monthly meeting that we were having when Rocky was still here. We're going to get that back on our calendar. We frequently went out and looked at corridors near our parks. As part of that meeting, we'll get out there and take a look at a few things out there and see if there's any creative solutions to addressing through traffic. But that's what corridors are for. So we did receive, interestingly enough, a lot of positive feedback from the folks who attended the meeting, who thanked us for facilitating the meeting, even though there were some difficult feedback, even the people who were a little ornery in the meeting. So that was interesting. Of course, you've seen the field out front, which we're pretty pleased with. So, and we'll just make sure you all get a copy of the capital plan.
I had one thing. I talked Danielle into going to the Columbia Land Trust dinner.
Yeah.
Thanks to the county who ever paid for that. I think that was a good introduction for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she met some people. That
she made some good connections.
Made some great connections. Yeah. If that's all we got, let's go home. Mr. Johnson, thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Dad, we'll see you.
Okay, teammates. Talk to you later. Thanks. Bye.